Hop over to the website, click on the Listen Live icon, and click the play button on the streaming player that's right there on the page, and you can listen to the broadcast. We'll have the stream or the archived version of the broadcast as well coming up for you tomorrow after the ball game wraps up. So look forward to that as well. Once again, it's Atlantic Trojans here tonight to taking on the Carroll Tigers. We'll take a quick break here, come back and get you set up for this one here tonight. This is high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. First National Bank. For consumer and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts, visit First National Bank with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Oneida. For people who expect just a little more, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic. Calls answered day or night, regardless of distance. Roland Funeral Home, 243-5492. Roland Funeral Service, creators of loving memories since 1919. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today.
Back here at Carroll High School, Chris Parks along with Jim Field for high school hoops here tonight. On the girls' side, as the Atlantic Trojans travel up here tonight to Carroll to take on the Tigers. And we mentioned here at the beginning of the broadcast, both teams come in at 0-1 here on the season so far. But, of course, new season, new-look team for both of these two squads. And for Atlantic, we mentioned that really tight ball game for them in that opener that just came up short.
Yeah, the Trojans played well and actually led much of the ball game. They were down 3-1 early and then jumped out to a 9-3 lead as they ran off 8 straight points. And they led by as many as 8 points at 15-7 and again 22-14 later on. But that gap began to close in the third quarter as the Lynx actually came back and took a lead 27-23 as they outscored Atlantic 13-4. In the third quarter, and the Trojans couldn't muster a whole lot more in the second half either as they come up short. They did tie the ball game down the stretch at 38-all, but a three-point basket by Hannah Christensen, her only basket of the basketball game. Three-pointer from the outside was the difference in the game as that put the Lynx up by three, and Atlantic couldn't come back late, 45-44. They lost it in overtime, but good efforts off the bench by the Trojans. A 14-point night for Mackenzie Holmes, 10 points for Sam McConnell, and 8 for Shelby Worth. 32 of their 44 team points scored off the bench in that ballgame, and you'll see a little difference in the starting lineup tonight because of that. Now, on the other hand, Carroll, they opened up with a loss on the road. They played at Kemper Catholic across town, and they lost to their in-town rival 53-32 as they were actually up 11-7 after one quarter, but a 21-11 second quarter advantage by Kemper Catholic put that thing on the other side, and then they took care of business in the second half, a 25-10 second half advantage for Kemper Catholic. So they really struggled in the second half of that basketball game, did Carroll. Lindsay Schultz, the lone bright spot in double digits with a dozen points in that ball game for Kemper, for Carroll. But it's a pretty decent size for the Tigers here tonight. And Sarah Pettit, the skilled senior point guard out front running the offense, it'll be an interesting matchup tonight between these two teams as Atlantic with an opportunity if they can control some of the size inside for Carroll and get off to a pretty good start and then sustain that throughout. Maybe this time they can try to get themselves in a position where they have a chance to hold on to a lead late again.
Yeah, they definitely have that opportunity here tonight, and I guess you kind of expect, one player that maybe sticks out in my mind that the Trojans will need a good night from is Sam McConnell coming up and playing some good minutes inside. She did a great job in that first ball game coming off the bench and just had a really good game for the Trojans. We'll see if she can keep up that kind of pace here tonight and compete with some of that size that the Tigers do have out there on the floor. So that's a look at how these two teams started off their seasons. We'll go ahead and take another quick break here and come back. Take a look at the starting lineups here tonight and get you set for high school basketball as the Trojans of Atlantic are on the road tonight to take on the Carroll Tigers. We'll be back in just a minute. This is high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service, an advanced care provider, reminds when planning a party or social event, please choose a designated driver. Friends don't let friends drive drunk. This little reminder comes from Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service of Atlantic.
El Rancho Grande in Atlantic, the best Mexican food in town. Come enjoy your favorite Mexican or American food with family and friends in a relaxed atmosphere. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, enjoy their drink specials. That's El Rancho Grande at 500 West 7th Street in Atlantic. Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, offering a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment, including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic today.
Chris Parks along with Jim Field here tonight at Carroll High School as the Atlantic Trojans are on the road tonight to play a high school girls basketball contest. And well, I take a look now here at how the starting lineups are shaping up for these two squads here heading into tonight's matchup. We mentioned the Trojans at 0-1, head coach Casey Pelzer with his team, and has shaken up the lineup a little bit from that first game. They had a lot of players that came off the bench and performed very well in that first contest, so we'll move things around a little bit. And here's how the starting lineup for the Trojans is going to look here tonight. And they'll have Shelby Worth out there, number 13, a 5'10 junior. Also number 15, Alicia Hensman, a 5'6 senior. Also number 21, Mackenzie Holmes, a 5'3 junior. Number 31, Alex Hartwig, a 5'6 senior. And number 45, Paige Kinnon, the 5'7 senior out there in the starting lineup here tonight for the Trojans. And a little bit different than that first time around here this season.
Well, I think Coach wants to loosen things up a little bit, and you'll see some players in and out here pretty quickly. He's starting to try to settle in on some sort of a rotation. And he mentioned the other night after the ball game that if you asked him right then afterward, he wouldn't have any idea who his starting lineup would be the next night. So trying a few different things, but you know he's going to get some time out of Sam McConnell and Nora Walker, Liz Gutenfelder. All those players are going to be in rather quickly as they try to rotate through here tonight. But one of the keys tonight is going to have to be Alex Hartwig, because Carroll gets a lot of production out of their low post players. They have three players with some pretty good size that will play pretty regularly down low, and Heather Danzer, Lindsay Schultz, and Brittany Holdsworth, and they're all a little different. Holdsworth has the big body. She'll play and bang around down low. Lindsay Schultz at 6 foot has the ability to step outside and make some shots, and then Danzer's a pretty good swing player. She can move around and do a lot of different things with the basketball too. So they're going to need some sort of production inside, and if it all falls to Alex Hartwig at 5'6 inside, well, she's a little undersized for that, so she's going to need some help. McConnell's going to need to step up and play some good minutes like she did again the other night.
Yeah, definitely. That'll be a big key here tonight for the Trojans. And for the Carroll Tigers, this is the starting lineup they'll send out there. Head coach Todd Tidgren, they're 0-1 on the season. We mentioned that opening loss to Kipper Catholic. And they'll start this lineup. Number 10, Sarah Pettit, a 5'5 senior. Number 20, Heather Danzer, a 5'11 senior. Number 24, Jenny Park, a 5'8 senior. Also, number 30, Lindsay Schultz, a 6 foot senior. And also number 42, Brittany Holdsworth, the 6'1 junior, and that is the starting lineup tonight here for the Tigers. And we mentioned a few of those players that have a little bit of size that can make an impact here for the Tigers tonight.
Yeah, and they'll look to them as well. They won't shy away, but like I said, Schultz said they list her at 6 foot tall. Don't think of her just as a post player. She'll step out and shoot the three, too. She can move around with the basketball, and if you catch her in transition, she's not just one of those big girls that you figure is going to dribble it off her foot. She can handle the basketball.
I also recall a couple years ago seeing Brittany Holdsworth play as a freshman, and she is a gal that can get going as well. She can shoot the basketball a little bit better than you think for her size also, so that'll be somebody they'll really have to take a look at here tonight. So that's these two starting lineups here for these two squads. Time winding down here in the warm-ups, and they're about ready to get introduced here to the crowd and get things going here tonight. Take one more quick break and get you tipped off here in a moment. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. See the Rex Pharmacy staff in downtown Atlantic for information on your prescriptions and over-the-counter drug needs. Your link to good health is Rex Pharmacy, the Blue Front store in downtown Atlantic. D&J Supply in Audubon has a great selection of tires for your autos, light trucks, and RVs, as well as ATV and garden tractor tires. Visit D&J Supply at 1445 Highway 71 in Audubon, or give them a call at 712-563-4346. That's 712-563-4346. Satisfy your pet's needs at the Fish Store Pet Center. They carry Blue pet food products for dogs and cats made with deboned chicken, fish, or lamb, wholesome whole grains, healthy garden veggies, and fruit. It's natural, healthy, and delicious for your pets. Pick up a bag of Blue at the Fish Store Pet Center in Atlantic.
Chris Parks, along with Jim Field here tonight at Carroll High School as we get started here with our broadcast here this evening. And both teams are getting ready to be introduced here to the crowd and get things going here in tonight's basketball contest as the Atlantic Trojans and the Carroll Tigers will battle it out, both looking for their first victory here of the season. Both had opening season losses here before this one. Taking a look here at how things look on the court here tonight as well for you as far as the uniforms are concerned. The Trojans are on the road tonight in their black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim here tonight. And also for the Carroll Tigers, they are in their home white uniforms with the orange and black lettering and trim here tonight as they get set for this basketball contest. And as I mentioned, those two teams are getting themselves introduced and getting out there on the floor. And, well, of course, we'll see how that lineup change kind of affects here tonight for the Trojans to start the ball game, because that's the only thing that really changes, because you got to imagine all those girls may see similar time on the floor. It's just a matter of how the game starts here for them tonight.
As we get ready for the national anthem here tonight, Atlantic's already picked up a win here tonight. The junior varsity contest went to Atlantic 41-21 as Leah Jepke's led the way with a 17-point effort to help Atlantic to that JV victory this evening.
And the getting ready here to play our national anthem here this evening. National anthem taken care of here tonight by some of the students here at Carroll High School, including a good majority of the basketball team out there singing here tonight as well as we get things going here this evening. About ready to tip things off as the Atlantic Trojans on the road tonight to take on the Carroll Tigers. And both teams getting out there. A quick recap of the starting lineups for you. The Trojans send out Shelby Worth, Alicia Hensman, Mackenzie Holmes, Alex Hartwig, and Paige Kennan. And for Carroll, they'll send out Sarah Pettit, Heather Danzer, Jenny Pock, and Lindsay Schultz, and Brittany Holdsworth out there in the court here tonight to start our basketball contest. And the ball is into the center circle, ready to tap things up, and it'll be Hartwig jumping it off against Schultz here. And Schultz is going to win the tap, and it goes into the hands of Pock here to start off the ball game off to Danzer, and now the back up top. Right side toss, it goes to Pettit, and Pettit will try to set up the offense. They get it now into the far corner as it gets in the hands of Schultz. Now back inside, Holdsworth, kick out. Pock with it, a pump fake now inside, now dumps it back outside. Now they'll try to dump it back outside to Holdsworth in the corner. She does track it down after it was tipped away momentarily. Half top once again. Now the ball's tipped and it's going to go out of bounds. And last touch they say by the Trojans. It'll stay with Carroll.
She'll be worth it 5'10". She's long-armed and lanky, and she plays out front, so she makes it a little difficult to work those passing lanes at times.
Left side pass here over to Bach, now back up top. They'll get it inside Holdsworth at the elbow. Holdsworth spins, now a tough shot in the lane, gets it to go. Brittany Holdsworth with the quick bucket, and it's 2-0. Carroll on top after that opening possession. Right side pass, Worth gets it inside, and we're going to have a jump ball call here on the floor as Hartwig got tied up down low against Heather Danzer.
No time to bobble passes. Hands all over the place tonight for the Carroll Tigers in that zone. So you won't have a chance to help yourself if you don't catch it right the first time.
Nice inbound pass right underneath Alex Hartwig, and she gets the easy bucket up off the glass. They lost track of her, and Trojans tied up at 2 apiece. Across the timeline now for the Tigers. They look down low, now kick it in the corner. Back up top, Pettit, Holdsworth, and back outside. Pock for the three ball, no good. And a rebound is brought down by Hartwig just before she falls out of bounds. Gets it off to Kennan. Now right side. They go over to Worth. Now at the elbow, they get it to Hartwig. Back outside, Holmes will try the three. That's way short. Rebound pulled down by Danzer.
Yeah, that's okay, though. You got to keep doing that. Work that ball around.
Now a pass is stolen as they try to break pressure, and up ahead, Kinnon doesn't get the basket to go, but does get the foul, as she'll go to line here to shoot two, and the foul's going to be whistled on Danzer. And that is the first on Heather Danzer, and the first on either squad here in the ball game as well. So Paige Kinnon will head to the free throw line for a couple of shots here.
I started to say earlier, Chris, that's all right with the first shot there by Mackenzie Holmes coming up. Sure, you'll take that. Keep throwing them up there because Atlantic's going to need to open things up a little bit. They can't just wait for that inside pack down low because they're outsized again tonight.
First free throw was good by Kinnon. Off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Holdsworth. Here's Pettit. Little three-quarter court pressure put on here by the Trojans. They break it on the dribble, though, this time. Pettit up ahead, throws it right side, back up top to Holdsworth. Holdsworth going to drive right side all the way to the hoop, and, boy, they're going to call a blocking foul.
Oh, you're
very
kidding.
Close to an offensive foul.
Oh, that's an offensive foul gone awry there. That should have been offense. Holdsworth just put her shoulder down that right side of the lane and took it right to the rack, and Alex Hartwig, and what more can you do except stand where you are?
She got picked hit with the foul, unfortunately, and Holdsworth will get to go to the line here to shoot two. And the first one is on the way, and that one's good. Holdsworth with all 3 points here so far for the Carroll Tigers.
The size just keeps coming as Haley Stevens, a 5'11 junior, now checks in.
Free throw on the way, and that one's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound by Hensman inside, and then she got it stolen away. Hawk stepped into the passing lane and tried a wraparound shot. She gets called, or gets a foul call from Kinnon as she tried to get close to her and block that shot underneath. So Paige Kinnon will pick up her first, and we'll have two shots at the line here.
You know, you want to play fast, but you have to play under control, and you just can't turn around and throw just hasty passes around to somebody because Carroll's always going to be around.
First free throw was missed. We'll have one more coming. Missed the second one as well. Holdsworth pulls down the board, turning around, shoot up off the glass in the middle of the lane, and she gets that one to go. So they don't capitalize on the free throws, but Holdsworth gets the rebound and makes the Trojans pay. 5-3 now, Tigers on top. Out top here for the Trojans is Mackenzie Holmes. She'll throw it right side to Worth. Shelby Worth hanging on to it out of the three-point arc. Back up top to Kinnon now. Kinnon hanging on to it. Now we'll try to drive right side. Kicks it off to Worth. Worth looking for somebody to get open. Now Mackenzie Holmes at the top of the key, and they're going to say she drug that pivot foot before she got started on the dribble. She'll get called for the travel.
And that's the size, quite frankly, at 5'3", Mackenzie Holmes coming around out top, taking the pass, and you know, the thing is, let it go. Take the shot and shoot. But, you know, there's some size up there in her face, so she's going to try to dribble, but drag that foot.
Right side pass here off the inbound for the Tigers, and get it back up top now.
There's a travel.
And now here's another
side.
Travel. Same situation for Lindsay Schultz, and she didn't put the ball on the floor before she took off.
Difference is Schultz has no excuse. There's nobody bigger standing in her face.
Just a mental error there that time. And the inbound will now come here to the Trojans. 5:19 left to go here in this opening quarter. It's 5-3, Tigers on top. Now a low pass went off of the leg of Kinnon. She gets it back. Hensman now a bounce pass to Holmes down inside, and she's in the land of the trees there and puts one up. Gets it blocked out of bounds by Schultz.
And Haley Stevens needs to see her dentist tomorrow morning as Holdsworth tried to save that ball and swatted it right into the face of her teammate.
Nice inbound pass again right underneath to Alex Hartwig. They're doing a good job of running that inbound play and getting Hartwig open under the basket. She doesn't get the shot, and she'll go to line here to shoot two. They'll whistle that foul on Haley Stevens.
Yeah, Hartwig starting up around the free throw line and just cutting down the lane, sneaking in underneath Stevens, and got her to commit that foul.
So Hartwig at the line for a pair here, and the first one's on the way and good. Alex Hartwig with 3 points so far here tonight. 5-4 is the lead now here for Carroll. Hartwig with a chance to tie it. And that free throw is too strong. Rebound by Holdsworth. Here's a pass off to Pettit. Picked up her dribble. Needs some help. Gets it back to Holdsworth. Now they kick it across. Up on the run, it's Cassie Evers who kicked it across left side. And the shot up by Schultz. No good. And we've got a foul here on the floor on the rebound. as they're going to whistle Haley Stevens for another one. That's her second now. So Trojans will inbound here, and it's going to be Mackenzie Holmes to bring it up the floor. Sends it right side to Worth. Worth will dribble once and kick it across to Kinnon, guarded closely. A tough, tight pressure on the arc right now from the Tigers as they move around in this zone. And now it's going to be a dribble out of bounds as Hensman tried to go baseline and just dribbled it right out of bounds off the leg.
No room there, no place to pass the ball. She decided to take the ball on the baseline, but she just got cut off too close.
Schultz will inbound, gets it into Holdsworth. She'll let pressure put on here by the Trojans. They pass it back and forth, and Holdsworth will fire it up ahead. Nope, it's tipped and stolen. Kinnon got in the passing lane, stole it, goes all the way. Left-handed layup, good. Paige Kinnon with the layup, and now it's the Trojans taking the lead by a point, 6-5. And now we have a foul here on the floor, coming up the floor, and it's going to be whistled here against Shelby Worth. Be her first, third team foul here against the Trojans. Hensman checks out as Nora Walker checks into the game here for the Trojans. Left side pass, now they kick it back up top, work it around. Hawk goes right side over to Schultz. Schultz will fire up the three balls. They left her alone, missed it. Rebound inside by Walker, and she'll kick it off to Kinnon. Kinnon now will fire it up the floor right side. Worth, she'll fire the three. That's off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Walker underneath, and she'll pull it back out. Over to Kinnon in the lane, kicks it across. Holmes open for the three. She'll hit it off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Schultz inside. Couple of chances that time for the Trojans, just didn't get it the shot to fall. 6-5 still your score. Trojans on top. Right side or left side pass here to Holdsworth. Now they get it out to Pettit. Pettit on the three-point arc, couple of dribbles, picks it up, kicks it back out top. Here's Schultz. Left side kick to Pettit. Pettit looking for some openings, can't find them, will dribble, and she traveled on her way to the basket. Crossed those feet as she headed to the hoop. And now we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout taken by Coach Todd Tidgren as he wants to talk to his Carroll Tiger Ball Club. 6-5 is your score here as the Atlantic Trojans have an early lead with 3:28 left to go in this first quarter.
Yeah, pretty good start here tonight, Chris, for Atlantic. As you watch them up and down both sides, they're active on defense. They're not giving Carroll a lot of easy opportunities. As on the other side, offensively, Atlantic moving the basketball pretty well. Not too bad here tonight so far. They haven't made a lot of those shots, but they're taking those shots. It's not the worst thing in the world. That last trip up the floor, a couple of three tries, one by Worth, one by Holmes. Neither one of them fell, but it's all right. They had good looks, and eventually those shots will fall if you keep taking them. But Atlantic very active so far tonight, getting some good minutes. Off the bench, Walker's only been on the floor for about 8 seconds. She's already got two rebounds.
Yeah. Doing a good job. And now here's a new face in here after the timeout as well as Allie Krogman checks into the ball game here for Atlantic. Now left side pass over to Kinnon. Kinnon will come back up top, and now a shot on the way. That's too strong. And that one was shot there inside by Tiara Edelman, who checked into the ball game as well. Left side pass here, and a shot on the way off the back of the iron. And, oh, excuse me, that was Liz Gudenfelder. And jersey was kind of tucked in there, couldn't catch that last number. Pass up ahead now here, and the Trojans lose it. It was stolen away inside. Holdsworth got a handle on it. Now she throws it away, but Krogman can't hang on to it. Pettit comes up with it, and she gets the layup. Ball bouncing around like a pinball, and Tigers benefit that time down the floor. 7-6 is your score now here, as the Tigers have taken back a one-point advantage. Here's Walker, left side pass over to Kinnon. Kinnon with the basketball back up top. It goes to Gutenfelder. Slapped out of her hands and stolen. Ball's on the floor, though. Now a jump ball called as Kinnon went to the floor to tie up Pettit. And that will be a jump ball, and we'll get possession back to the Carroll Tigers there after the tie-up. And now the inbound pass here, and Pettit will send it over right side, kick it in the corner. Now back outside, and they'll dump it inside to Holdsworth. Holdsworth sends it back outside. Now back up top it goes. They work it around left side to Schultz. Schultz skip pass over to Pettit. She pump fakes, tries to go to the hoop, and now we're going to have a foul on the floor. A couple of players reaching in, and we'll see who gets hit with it. It's Gutenfelder that gets hit with that one. Or no, excuse me, Kinnon. They hit Kinnon with that one. That'll be her second. So she's going to check out, and Worth comes back into the ball game here. Inbound pass here for the Tigers, and a quick shot for Schultz on the baseline. They left her open. She got open, just kicked over there across the lane, and hits the easy bucket. 9-6 now your score. Carroll on top. They get a pass down inside to Hartwig. She has to dump it back outside to Wirth. Wirth back up top now here to Krogman. Krogman, a bounce pass over to Walker. Now left side, Gutenfelder. Up top it goes to Wirth. Wirth had it tapped away momentarily. Tracks it back down. Needs some help. Dumps it now inside to Hartwig. Hartwig across over to Gutenfelder. And nice shot off the glass and in. Nice job working the ball around that time. And Gutenfelder gets the bucket. Carroll now with a dangerous pass up the right side, and then they lost it as they try to dump it inside. They're looking for pocket, goes out of her hands, and it's stolen. Now a nice pass down the other way as they got it down low. Krogman found Hartwig on the block. She gets blocked, but the ball will go out of bounds here. Actually, they'll call the foul here with the body, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two.
Make the bigs run the floor. Beat them up the floor. Atlantic did a pretty good job of that the other night against Abraham Lincoln, especially early in the ball game, just outrunning the bigs from AL up the floor. If you do that, not only do you tire them out, but you get a chance to get them in positions where they're going to commit fouls.
And the first free throw is no good there. That last foul was whistled against Lindsay Schultz. And now we'll see checking in here. Cassie Evers will check in here for the Tigers. She's a 5'8 junior. Here's the second free throw by Hartwig, and that one is good. So Hartwig gets a 1 out of 2 that time around, and it's now tied up at 9 apiece again. Across the timeline now here for the Tigers. They send it left side over to Evers. Now back up top to Pettit. Pettit will bounce it over. Back up top. Left right side pass. Now down low on the block. Schultz, a turnaround shot right over Krogan. That's an advantage. And she gets the bucket to go.
Last two baskets by Carroll for Schultz. Last thing you want is her to get warm.
It's 11-9. Carroll back with the lead. Left side pass. Here's Walker. 50 seconds to go in this first quarter. Back up top now. They work it to Wirth. Wirth, a skip pass over to Gutenfelder. She'll go baseline. Shot no good, but she gets fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Good job by Gutenfelder going up in strong, tall traffic and getting that foul call. And it's going to be Schultz whistled for her second. So at the line, it'll be Liz Gutenfelder here for a couple. And the first one on the way, off the back of the iron, no good. 11-9, Carroll on top, 42.5 seconds left to go in this first quarter of play.
Atlantic just 15 out of 28 from the free throw line in their loss to the Lynx the other night. They've started out poorly here again tonight.
And the second one is good there that time by Gutenfelder. It's 11-10, back to a one-point ball game. Up ahead now here for the Tigers. They throw it here left side into the corner. They now work it back out to Pettit. Pettit will drive, kick it out. Pump fake there by Lisa Derringer checked in. Now they'll kick it back out around. Right side to pass, and now we're going to have a traveling violation whistled here against Cassie Evers as she once again took a step before the dribble.
And again, it's good. Quick defensive pressure by Atlantic causing that. They're flying by, trying to get a hand in the face over there was Walker, and that caused the turnover.
Inbound pass from the corner here, and now the Tigers will put on some pressure as the official made them go back and throw it from the correct spot. They were getting ready to toss it in from the in line, and now we'll get it up ahead. It's Krogman left side, 13 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Walker at the elbow, kicks it over left side. Hartwig, a nice move to get around the defender. Had a tip from behind, though, and now a fight for it. Hartwig came back up with it to tie it up against Derringer that time, and it's going to be a jump ball here, but it will belong to the Tigers on the arrow. Oh, no, excuse me. It should be Atlantic basketball. They get it mixed up there. 5 seconds to go here in this first quarter. It's 11-10. Carroll on top by one, so Trojans with a chance for a basket here to end the quarter and maybe take the lead. Inbound pass. They'll send it in the far corner. Shelby Wirth for three. That one's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Holdsworth, and that's going to do it for the first quarter of basketball as Carroll holds a slim 11-10 advantage here after one quarter of play. Jim Field will have the call of the second quarter for you coming up next. This is high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Outfitters Plus Outlet Store, specializing in promoting your group's logo, emblem, school, or business name with direct embroidery of silk screen on garments. Small to large orders accepted. That's Outfitters Plus Outlet Store in Atlantic. Five Star Roofing of Atlantic is your residential roofing specialist with the Roofing Buggy. Whether it's roof replacements, repairs, or inspections, contact Ken at 855-ROOFS-R-US or on the web at 855roofsrs.com.
Ask how to save up to 20% on homeowners insurance. The Super Bowl in Atlantic. Enjoy the sports bar and grill, with open bowling during the week and glow bowling on weekends. The Super Bowl also features sandwiches, pizza, and your favorite beverages. That's the Super Bowl on the east edge of Atlantic.
Jude Field, Chris Parks back with you here. In 10-hour score, the Tigers leading the Trojans by one after one quarter. It'll be Carroll basketball as we go to the second frame as Holdsworth feeds Pettit. She drives the lane and immediately creates a foul and an opportunity to go to the basket. They took the ball right to the rack down the lane, and a foul going to be whistled stepping in on Nora Walker. That'll be her first for Atlantic. So Pettit heads to the free throw line where she'll step for the first time here tonight. And her first try is off the front of the rim, no good. Pettit with 2 points here tonight for the Tigers. 5 for Brittany Holdsworth, 4 for Lindsay Schultz. Helped lead the way, Alex Hartwig with 4. Liz Gutenfelder off the bench with 3. Paige Kennan with 3, leading the way for Atlantic as Pettit throws the second one up and in, but it won't count as they whistle her for a lane violation. So 0 for 2 from the line, and the Trojans with a basketball now, as Walker will help bring it up the floor along with Krogman and Holmes. As Krogman dribbles across the timeline, down the lane she goes, the kick out. Holmes now out top to Walker. Walker steps across, leaves it for Holmes out top as the Trojans will try to penetrate against this taller Carroll team. Gutenfelder here right side, out to Walker, turns, fires the three, it's off the rim, no good, and Pettit grabs the rebound for the Tigers. She'll turn and run it up the floor. Up the left side, stops out on the arc. These are for Holdsworth, the big gal from a long way, and buries the triple. Brittany Holdsworth, who said she could shoot out there. She's 6 feet, 1 inch tall and a big body, and she drains the three. It's 14-10 Carroll. Out top, Mackenzie Holmes with it now for the Trojans here near side Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder off the dribble is harassed, pushed, and fouled outside. That'll be whistled, I believe, on Pettit. Ball will belong to the Trojans. They'll inbound down low. That's the first on Pettit. Team foul number 6 now against the Tigers. Just underway here in this second quarter, 14-10, Carroll with the lead. Trojans basketball, Krogman will key it in down on the baseline as she feeds underneath. Quick toss up off the glass, no good by Sam McConnell as she got it underneath the basket. And rebound taken by the Tigers. Up the floor they come here near side, Jenny Pauk dumps down low. Nice grab, nice feed. Can't make the shot inside, though. The rebound grabbed down low by Derringer as she tried to put back her own miss and got fouled. So she'll get free throws out of all of that. Two terrible opportunities inside by Derringer, but she comes away rewarded with the foul. So she'll get a couple of free throws as Mackenzie Holmes picks up the foul, her first, number 6 against the Trojans. Derringer now to the line for 2, and the first one is no good. Derringer, a 5'11 junior, coming off the bench. Derringer, Stevens, Danzer, all 5'11. Schultz at 6 foot, Holdsworth at 6'1. No lack of size is the second free throw good by Derringer, and it's 15-10 now in favor of Carroll. Holmes breaks pressure now for Atlantic across the timeline, bumped and fouled. Equal opportunity fouls, I guess, here. Holmes fouled Derringer on one side. Now Derringer fouls Holmes on this side. So Derringer picks up her first, and Holmes will go to the line now as the Trojans are in the bonus. Both teams actually in the bonus here the rest of this half. 6:46 to go in the second quarter. First one on the way, no good. There won't be a second as Holdsworth comes down with the rebound. Trojans continue their early season struggles from the free throw line. Now the ball tapped away. It goes to the backcourt as Gutenfelder tapped it, tries to keep it alive. Holmes hustles down on the floor with it, and it's going to be tied up, and the arrow will point in favor of the Trojans.
Yeah, kind of a wild series of events there that time. Everybody kind of on the floor trying to get to that one, and everybody just kind of poking it forward, and then finally they're able to tie it up on the floor.
Elise Borchers off the bench now, 5'5". That's right, I said 5'5". Somebody finally under 5'11" off the bench for the Tigers. Trojans inbound. It's Krogman trying to feed the post. Gutenfelder, quick shot down low. Ball is tipped on the shot attempt by Derringer, and the Tigers come away with it. Up the floor now, Jenny Pauk to the front court. Holdsworth here left side, trying to post inside. They get it down low to Derringer on a little jump hook, and she's fouled on the arm. She'll get 2 free throws. Quick turn, quick shot, and a quick foul there by Sam McConnell, her first. Trojans have picked up 7 fouls here in the first quarter. The good news is only Paige Kennan has more than one. She's got a couple. First free throw by Derringer. This time rattles in and out, no good.
Well, we keep talking about how the Trojans are struggling from the free throw line. Carroll's not doing any better here tonight. They've missed a bunch of free throws already.
You got that right. Worth, Hinsman, Hartwig all check back in now for Atlantic. Second free throw good by Derringer. She makes one of her two. Tigers are what, 3 out of 6, 8, 10. 3 out of 10 here in this first half. So not much for either team from the line. Hartwig front court now has it here in the right corner. She'll feed, and it's tipped away and stolen. Pock tipped it, and the Tigers come away with it. Long pass up the floor. Now Derringer running the floor. The layup is good. Derringer running the floor gets rewarded with the basket, and all of a sudden now it's 18-10 as the quick shot back the other way, up no good by Krogman. Rebound hits the floor, and it's going to be out of bounds. It'll belong to Atlantic. 18-10 lead for Carroll. It's a 9-1 run here by the Tigers. And we've got a timeout asked for here on the floor by the Trojans. This will be a 30-second timeout for Coach Pelzer, so we'll just go ahead and keep it right here at the break. 18-10 the score. Carroll stretching it out a little bit here with 5:42 remaining in this second quarter. And they're actually, with all that size, Tigers actually stretched out the lead a little bit by running the floor.
Yeah, they're able to get up and down here the last couple of possessions, and we saw earlier the ability that we kind of talked about at the beginning of the game, too, of not only does this team have a little bit of size, but they're players that aren't afraid to step outside and shoot shots that are a little bit further away from the basket as well, as Holdsworth knocked down that triple earlier. So, yeah, they're really kind of working it in all facets right now, and who knew getting up and down the floor was going to be successful for them, but they're doing it well right now.
Krogman will inbound for the Trojans on the baseline, feeds it in now to Hinsman, back to Krogman. She'll launch one up quickly off the mark, rebound in the lane, Holmes, put back, rims out, rebound tapped out, and it's going to be grabbed and turned over by the Tigers as Pettit came out with it, but she was in traffic, and in trying to control the ball, she walked with it. So Atlantic catches a break as they'll get the ball right back. Shots just not falling here in this second quarter here for Atlantic. Neither team really having a lot of luck with the shots, but Trojans struggling to get good looks. Worth out top now with it to Krogman, and she'll run the offense back out top. Under 5.5 to go in this second quarter. Left side, Holmes will lob it down low, and it's off the fingers of Hartwig and out of bounds. Trojans again turn it over. Worth for the Tigers as one big replaces another. 6-1 Holdsworth comes in place of the 5-11 Derringer. Tiger ball, Pettit backcourt. A little pressure by the Trojans now. As the Tigers throw it across, Holdsworth, right side, Pock. She'll drive to the hoop. The layup, no good. Too strong. Rebound, fought for, grabbed by Schultz, and she's fouled. Never really seemed to have possession of the ball. Just kind of batted around, but tried to put up a quick shot attempt and got fouled on the arm. Alex Hartwig picking up her second. So a couple of free throw tries coming now for Lindsay Schultz. And the first one is in and out. No good. Schultz's first trip to the line tonight, and she fares about as well as everybody else. And misses that first one. Second try is good. She got one of her two this time. 5 points here on the night for Schultz, and it's 19-10 now. Favor of the Tigers. Up the floor quickly for Atlantic is Shelby Worth here in the right corner. Picks up that dribble and leaves it now for Hartwig, who's not where they want her to be. She's out on the perimeter. Now Krogman top of the arc with it. We'll take it left side for Holmes. The give and go back to Krogman. Driving left side. Tosses one up and it rolls around and in. We'll give and go and Krogman gets the roll in. And it's 19-12. That stops the 10-1 run here by the Tigers. 7-point lead for Carroll. Quick lob up the floor. Down low goes Schultz. A little fallaway is good. Nice body control by Lindsay Schultz to grab that thing and then spin around and hit the short little jumper. 21-12 the score, and the Trojans down inside will turn it over once again as the ball saved by Hartwig down low, but right to one of the Tigers. And up the floor they come. Right side, Pock out on the arc, left alone. Here comes the three. In and out. No good. Rebounded inside by Hinsman. Atlantic ball with 4:10 to go in the first half. Up the floor, Worth, right side, just inside the arc. That misses badly. And the rebound taken off the glass down low by Borchers. So up the floor again come the Tigers. It's Pettit driving the lane, and a foul call as she got caught trying to zip around one of the Trojans and spun around. It's going to be Alex Hartwig, and that's going to be number 3 on Hartwig. And that's been one of the bugaboos the last couple of years for Alex Hartwig are the foul issues. So she ends up with 3 now, and she'll hit the bench. Walker and Kennan are back in now for Atlantic. 1-1 try coming for Pettit from the free throw line, and that's good. So she hits the front, and she'll get one more. She's 1-for-3 here tonight from the line. 22-12 now. And the second one good as well. Tigers opening up a lead here in the second quarter. 23-12 now the score. Atlantic needs to find a way to hit some outside shots. They tossed up enough of them. Haven't had a lot of opportunity to drop them home, though, yet. Cassie Evers back in for the Tigers as the Trojans face a little bit of pressure and clear it out to the front court now to Kennan. Kennan out top will handle the ball at the point here for the Trojans. As she looks right, dumps it for Mackenzie Holmes. Holmes here on the arc. Tries to go one-on-one against Borchers. Has the ball knocked away as Holdsworth reaches around to swat that one out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. 3:42 left to go second quarter. Kennan down to the baseline will inbound it. Now she'll fire it to the left corner. With it is Worth. A long high three is good as she buries one from the left corner. That's what Atlantic would like to see. Something dropped from the outside.
That's a nice tough shot over the tall defender in Holdsworth who got her arm right in her face.
Tigers break pressure now to the front court. Pock right side. Evers on the arc. She'll try a three, and that's good. That's an answer right back as Cassie Evers drains the three. Check that. That was Elise Borchers knocking down the three. So it's a 26-15 ball game now in favor of the Tigers. Trojans down low. Baseline, Hinsman, quick shot, missed everything. Rebound, hits the floor. Nice save on the baseline that time by Evers. And the ball now thrown away by the Tigers. As Schultz and Pock can't get together on the pass over on the far side, Atlantic will get it back with 2:56 to go here in the half. Ball to the backcourt now, inbounded. And Kennan brings it ahead, and she's fouled. Boy, that was a silly foul. Pock reaching in, just trying to punch at the basketball. That'll be free throws here for Paige Kennan. She'll get a chance to go shoot the 1-1. Wasn't even a good-looking foul.
Yeah, just kind of one of those lackadaisical efforts to get maybe getting a little lazy and just trying to get a quick freebie there.
See if Kennan can make her pay. She's 1-for-2 from the line tonight, and the front end is good. Got to make the first to get the second. She's got 4 points now. 2-for-3 from the line. 26-16 the score. Second try coming here by the Trojan senior. And the second one on the way. That's also good. So Kennan going against the grain here. She's 3-of-4 from the line.
Good average right now.
Pock up. Oh, she threw it away again. Pock in traffic tried to spin around in the air and throw the ball to the far side. I think it was intended for Evers, but she was 10 feet from that one as it ends up out of bounds, and Atlantic will get it back on the turnover. And Pock will immediately come to the bench and probably get an earful from her coach, as Pettit will check back into the lineup for the Tigers. 2:45 left to play in the first half. Kennan to the front court with it now. Out top, Walker. Walker drives to the free throw lane and dribbles it off her foot. A little pressure that time by Pettit, and Walker trying to go strong to the hole, lost the handle. Ball turns over. Too bad she had an opportunity to get down to the rack. Up the floor now comes Holdsworth here to the left side. Pettit. Pettit working against that Atlantic zone. Feeds Holdsworth in the lane, crosses over, spins in traffic. She was in that lane a long time, missed the shot, rebounded by Schultz. Her putback no good, and Hinsman had the rebound and got run into by Evers. It's loose. Tigers up with it. Evers fires, no good. Now Schultz in the lane, turns, spins, fires one up off the back iron, no good. Walker out of there with a rebound for Atlantic. Bunch of chances, no success there. Now a steal. Long pass up the floor by Atlantic, stolen, and it's coming right back to them as Elise Borchers, after the steal, travels with it.
Yeah, it was a bad look up the floor as Kennan was trying to run up quickly and throw it up the floor and got stolen out of the air there, but now that was a big mistake here.
Walker and Kennan on the wrong page that time. As one goes one way, the ball goes the other. The steal in the lane is easy by Cassie Evers, and it's 28-17, and now a foul again here in the backcourt. And they're going to whistle this one against Borchers. That'll be her first, and that'll send Atlantic back to the line to shoot the bonus. The ninth team foul, and it'll be Mackenzie Holmes headed to the line this time. Derringer also back into the lineup here for Carroll. As Holmes, the front end of the bonus is good. Atlantic could sure help themselves if they can continue to shoot the free throws a little bit better here. 3 of 4 as a team here in the second quarter. Make it 4 out of 5 as Holmes hits both of them. That's way better than the first quarter. And it's 28-19. Trojans trail by 9, a minute 48 to go here in the first half. Front court with his Evers. She'll leave it for Borchers. Left side corner. Pettit drives the baseline all the way under the rack. She flips one back up on the wraparound. No good. Rebound taken by Walker for Atlantic, and she'll run to the front court with it. Walker out top. Ooh, carried it. Got away with it. Now Kennan down the lane. Bounce feed inside. Stolen by Borchers. Trojans just a half step slow on the move. Holdsworth now runs the floor into the lane. Fights one up and in, and a foul. Holdsworth. Who says big girls can't run the floor? Foul going to be whistled against Alicia Hinsman. That'll be her first, and give Holdsworth the bucket and a chance to make it a three-point play the hard way.
Actually, I think they slapped Walker with that one.
Ah, okay. He put up 1-5 with the fingers, so Walker will get her second then. And the free throw, we've got 11 points here, and the lead is now 12. It's 31-19. Ball inbounded, and a double dribble call against Atlantic as Mackenzie Holmes got caught back on the backside and turns it over. The ball goes back to Carroll. 31-19. Game's starting to slip away a bit from the Trojans here in this second quarter. It was a one-point game at the end of the first quarter as the quick shot up by Derringer is no good, and boy, Holdsworth. I guess it's good to be tall because she was over the back getting the rebound, and she was leaning over the top to get the shot away. But they whistle the foul against Atlantic, and this time it will be on Alicia Hinsman. And Holdsworth back to the line to shoot a couple. And the first one is good. One more coming here by the 6'1 senior. And the second try is also good. Boy, nice touch. She's 4 out of 5 from the line and leads her team to a 31-19 lead, and yet another turnover here by Atlantic.
I know there's not much time left in the half, but Atlantic might want to think about taking a timeout. They're really rattled right now.
Well, they just threw the ball away here on the inbound, and now the ball goes back the other way, so the Tigers again with, oh, Holdsworth just walked with it. Now steps back to try the three. Missed it. Rebound. Nobody wants it. It hits the floor. Everybody steps away from it. Now we got a foul call. And the Trojans caught a break as the foul is going to be whistled against Evers. And we're going to walk to the other side as Krogman will get a chance to shoot a couple from the free throw line.
That's one of those situations there where you'd rather have your players fighting each other for the basketball than nobody going after it. They all kind of looked at each other and got away from it, thinking the other person was going to go get the basketball, and nobody comes away with it.
Two free throws coming here as Krogman knocks down the first. 33-20 now the score. Second try coming. And that is all so good as it rolls around and falls through. I think that hit every bit of the rim as it rolled through. 33-21 up the floor quickly. Pettit, 1 minute left to go here before half. Holdsworth left side now to Borchers. Borchers looking into the lane. Quick turn, quick toss up by Evers. Missed it. Rebounded by Mackenzie Holmes for Atlantic. And Holmes will run it to the front court. Holmes up the right side, a bump and a foul as Pettit came over. Not a lot of contact, but Pettit cut her off. And that'll cause her second foul of the night, and that will send Mackenzie Holmes to the line now to shoot two.
Just not a smart play there that time by Pettit. I know you want to get down the floor and kind of impede the ball handler, but she did nothing but just throw her body into her and try to get in her way.
And Holmes knocks down the first free throw. Boy, I don't want to jinx it or anything, but the Trojans shooting much better here from the line in this second quarter.
This is a great second
quarter. 5 out of 6 so far here from the free throw. I checked that. 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. I say that, and she misses the second. Rebounded by Carroll. 33-22 now. Tigers front court. Left side Borcher is going to set up and try the three, and she buries it.
A lot of time to set up for that one.
Boy, Borchers with her second triple of the night, 36-22. Biggest lead of the night now, 14 for Carroll, and a huge second quarter here for the Tigers. Out top for the Trojans, Worth tries the three. That's no good. Rebound off the floor, Holdsworth. 20 seconds left here in the second quarter. Cross the timeline, right side Evers, now to Pauk. Into the lane, Derringer, right side. They go to Pauk on the wing. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound, tap, kept alive. Underneath, bounce feed across. The Tigers have it. Now stolen off the floor. It's Holmes up the floor, 5 seconds, cross the half-court line. Ball hit and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Atlantic. She tried to feed Worth in the corner. Here on the right side, it was tipped, but off of Worth's hands. So 1 second left to go here in the half, and the Tigers have it in the backcourt. Holdsworth dribbles once, takes about 4 steps. No travel call. Throws up a long shot that's way off the mark, and that's the end of this first half. Boy, great second quarter here for the Tigers as Carroll outscored Atlantic here 25-12 in the second quarter as they've opened up a 14-point halftime advantage. 36-22, Carroll leading Atlantic here at halftime. Chris and I will be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Denison Tire and Auto Center, 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic, means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Denison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic. Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. When you buy Farm Mutual Insurance from them, you own the company. Adair County Mutual Insurance of Greenfield. ACGS, Atlantic's Dell Computer Store, is proud to be a local sports booster. They specialize in sales and service of computers and electronics for homes and businesses alike. ACGS invites you to stop in with your computer, electronic, and service needs. ACGS, your Dell Computer Store.
Parks along with Jim Field here at Carroll High School tonight. We're at the halftime break, and it's the Carroll Tigers with a big second quarter pushing their lead open to 36-22. It was just a one-point ball game after the first quarter at 11-10. Carroll with the advantage, but once again, that big second quarter performance outscoring the Trojans 25-12, and it's 36-22 here at the halftime break as Tigers did it in a lot of different ways there in that second quarter, both getting up and down the floor, had some of their big gals running down the middle of the lane to get a couple of easy buckets, and then they started to shoot the ball at basketball a little bit better as well from the outside, getting a couple of extra buckets, and that's all it really took to get the Trojans rattled, and they started to make a lot of mistakes as well.
Well, and you know, I thought the Trojans might be able to help them. They shot the scores back, and I'm making free stop by hitting those free throws. The problem was they just couldn't stop Carroll on the other side. The Tigers were just red hot, and the Trojans just couldn't hang on to the basketball. And, you know, Brittany Holdsworth really came alive in that second quarter, and Elise Borchers came off the bench, hit a couple of big threes. It just seemed like every time the Trojans tried to make a little mini move, the Tigers would answer back with something just a little bit better.
Yeah, it just seemed like, yeah, they did have an answer. You know, even when Atlantic looked like at one point they got a big three-point basket from Shelby Worth, it was right back down the floor the other way, and I think it was Borchers that came right back and hit one to answer right back. So you're right, every time that Atlantic did something positive, Carroll did something positive, and then it seemed like it twofolded upon that, because there would be a mistake by the Trojans that would help them out to turn the ball over an awful lot there in that second quarter, and that just really didn't give them many opportunities, as you can see there at the sheet, and only two field goals there in that second quarter for the Trojans, and that's just not going to get it done.
Well, only 5 field goals in the game so far in the first half for Atlantic, so they're really not finding the shot. Well, they're getting some shots. They've gotten some decent looks at times. They're just not falling for Atlantic, and part of that is, you know, because you're always on guard, because every time you try to set up for a shot, even if it feels like you're wide open when you get the ball, by the time you get a chance to put that shot off, there's somebody 6 feet tall with a hand in your face, and Atlantic's going to have to find a way to figure that out mentally, because that's going to be the case all year long. They're going to be the shorter team almost every single night out when they play basketball. So the Trojans are going to have to figure that out. The positive side, they did shoot a little bit better from the free throw line. They ended up 11 of 17 here in the first half from the line. Both teams with 17 tries. Carroll hit 9 out of their 17 here in this first half of the basketball game. So the Tigers able to pull away a 25-12 second quarter, and that's going to be tough. Atlantic's going to need to answer right back early in the third quarter. Otherwise, the Tigers, they're going to be looking to put this thing away early here tonight if they can get out and get some quick points here to start this second half.
A lot of work to do here for the Trojans tonight, once again, as they trail 36-22 here at the halftime break. We'll go ahead and take another quick timeout, come back, take a look at some of the individual numbers here for you. You listen to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Eye Associates, providing eye care for the entire family. Offering the services of optometrist Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations. Upper level of Cass County Memorial Hospital Clinic Edition and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Carol D. Smith Company. Look for them for answers to complete financial planning, investments, estate planning, and retirement planning. Stop by Daryl D. Smith Company at 603 Poplar in Atlantic or call 243-2466 today. When you're needing welding or repairs on cast, aluminum, or stainless steel, give Adair Machine Shop a call. They can help you with the small jobs to the big jobs. Adair Machine Shop at 209 Audubon Street in Adair, 641-742-3628.
Chris Parks along with Jim Field here at the halftime break here at Carroll High School tonight as the Carroll Tigers are on top of the Atlantic Trojans by a score of 36-22. And we'll take a look here quickly at some of the individual numbers for you there in that first half of play. Now for the home squad, the Tigers, they were led in that first half by Brittany Holdsworth as she tossed in 13 points there in that first half of play. Also had 7 chipped in by Lindsey Schultz, 6 from Elise Borchers, who had a couple of three-pointers there in that second quarter. 4 points apiece for both Sarah Pettit and Lisa Derringer, and also 2 points chipped in by Cassie Evers there in that first half of play. We mentioned they were 9 of 17 from the free throw line there in that first half. For the Trojans, they were led by 5 points from Paige Kinnon, and the 3 of those came very early in the ball game for her. 3 points apiece tonight as well for a host of different players. Allie Krogman, 4 points. Allie Krogman has 4 points here in that first half. 3 points chipped in also by Shelby Worth. Also 3 points in that first half for Mackenzie Holmes. And 3 points for Liz Gutenfelder. 4 also chipped in by Alex Hartwig, but she did leave there about midway through that second quarter. She picked up her 3rd foul of the game, and that's another big key here for the Trojans, is being able to get her back on the floor to get some quality minutes without picking up any more fouls, because obviously here tonight against a team like Carroll, they need that size presence underneath it, at least just to try to compete a little bit here in the basketball game. So we'll see how the Trojans adjust there. We mentioned they're also 11 for 17 from the free throw line there in that first half of play, and that was a much better performance in the second quarter compared to the first there for the Trojans. So that's kind of the one positive note, and definitely the thing that's kept them somewhat in the ball game here as we head to the second half of play.
Well, as I said, I don't know how, you know, what more you can say about it. The Trojans getting some shots. They weren't falling. They need to get more shots, better shots, and they need to start falling in the second half. And they just need to play a little bit better defense, a little bit better brand of defense, not near the bucket, but outside. They're not going to be able to compete size-wise with Carroll inside, so just don't let them get the ball inside. Play the defense out at the point. Keep the ball away. Make them take some shots. They've hit a few threes from the outside, but they've been wide-open shots. So get a hand in the face. Make sure they don't get an opportunity to get a good, clean look at the basket, and then hope you can make a couple of runs here in this second half. It's not impossible. You're only down 14 points. It's not unrealistic to think that the Trojans can come back here in this one, but they just can't see another 25-point quarter by the opponent here and expect to have a lot of success tonight.
And a couple of, I guess, the things that kind of stick out to me are the hustle factor and keeping your head and keeping the cool, as it seemed like that second quarter, once Atlantic got down and Carroll was on a little bit of a run, it was kind of Atlantic losing their balance a little bit, just kind of weren't using their heads very often, and they were throwing the basketball away on what should have been easy passes to, you know, inbound the basketball or get it up the floor. So you got to clean up those types of things, and then hustling to the ball. There was a couple of times at once that was just a very vivid picture where everybody was in the lane and had an opportunity to go get a rebound, and a couple of Trojans just kind of stood and looked at it, hoping the other one was going to go get it. So you got to kind of turn up that tempo, and you know, especially in a team that has a size disadvantage in ball games, which they're going to have most of the year, that's one area where you can always, you know, pick up a little bit of ground, is out hustle the other team and get those extra loose balls, and they really didn't do that much, especially in that second quarter. So we'll see if the Trojans can turn that around here as we head to the second half of play. See both teams back out there getting themselves warmed up once again here for the second half, and we'll get going here just about a minute away of the clock here from getting things tipped off in the second half. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They're family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. Score big savings at Atlantic's Hy-Vee Food Store, located on 7th Street in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. You'll find a helpful smile in every aisle at the Hy-Vee Food Store in Atlantic. And Aiken Building Center, offering a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Chris Parks along with Jim Field here at Carroll High School, about ready to tip things off here in the second half of basketball as the Atlantic Trojans are on the road at Carroll, and it's a 36-22 lead here at the halftime break for the Carroll Tigers as they had that big second quarter outscoring Atlantic 25-12. We'll see if the Trojans can turn it up here in the second half. Inbound here for the Tigers as they'll send things around the horn. Inside pass to Schultz, and she's going to get away with the travel, and they're going to call a foul underneath. And actually, they're going to whistle that foul from the front side on Alicia Hensman. She'll pick up her second. That's the first foul here. The second half as we're just underway. Inbound pass on a quick shot along the left side on the side shot there by Schultz, and she's able to knock that one down and get things started here quickly for the Tigers. 38-22, Tigers on top. Atlantic's first possession here in the second half. They try to lob it down on the give-and-go to Kennan. She gets it back outside. A tough high shot by Hartwig from the free-throw line. Missed it, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers. Pettit will run it up the floor here. Picks it up left side. Cross-court skip pass to Pock. Pock with the basketball. Now sends it over here right side. Now back up top. Pock with it. Now dumps it off here out at the elbow. And now they get it back over here right side. Evers got away with a walk. Now they throw it down in, and the shot is up and made, but we're going to have a whistle here. And not sure.
That's a delay game against Carroll for batting the ball as it came out of the basket.
So the bucket still will count here. And that was Schultz, I believe, that tossed that one in as well. So now she's got a quick couple of them. And it's 40-22. Kennan here now throws it right side over to Holmes. Holmes off to Worth. Worth up with a shot. Well short. Hartwig the rebound. Put back no good. She gets it back again. Put back still no good. Missed the point blank shot. And the rebound comes down to Schultz. It's the same starting five out there on the floor here for Atlantic. And they work it around here on the defensive end of the zone pressure. And now we're going to have a turnover here against the Tigers.
A delayed call, but the right call. A traveling violation against the Tigers.
Inbound here for the Trojans. Hensman looks to get it into Kennan against tight pressure as Evers is all over her. Now she gets it up court, throws it right side over to Worth. Worth back up top to Kennan. Kennan out top with the basketball. Left side pass to McKenzie Holmes. Back up top to Kennan. Kennan hanging on to the basketball, guarded closely here by Evers. Dumps it off to Hensman. Man-to-man pressure right now by the Tigers. Outside shot on the way by Holmes. Just missed it. Back iron. Rebound pulled down in the corner by Pauk, and she'll run it up the floor. Falk with it, stops, hangs on to it, dumps it off now here to Pettit. Pettit will dribble, left side, swings it into the corner. Schultz for three from the corner, and that dances around and falls through. Got the shooter's roll that time, and she picks up a three-point bucket, and it's now 43-22. Things continue to get worse right now here for the Trojans, and we're going to have a foul on the other end. So they got it over to Shelby Worth, and we're going to have a foul whistled here against Pettit. That'll be her third.
Watch this, Atlantic's worst nightmare to start the second half. What if Atlantic starts 7-0 instead of 7-0 Carroll in the half? We got a game, but now things are not looking good.
Outside, they work it around the perimeter here after the inbound, after the foul. And now it's Worth over in the corner. Picks up her dribble, has to lob it over to Kennan. Kennan in traffic, trying to get open, now fires up a tough shot. Missed it well off the side of the glass, and then the rebound is taken down, but a traveling violation will turn it right back over as Evers got caught up with herself trying to pass it back in the backcourt.
Atlantic not even really getting good looks here on shots in the second half so far.
And now we're going to have a check-in here and a replacement as Heather Danzer will check back in here for Carroll. Inbound from Hensman will come into Holmes. Holmes Dumps it off now to Kinnan. Kinnan will cross over out high. Dumps it back up top. Hartwig will drive right side against Schultz. The shot's no good, but she'll get fouled and go to the line here to shoot two as Hartwig kind of forced the issue that time.
Yeah, that's good defense by Carroll, but Hartwig just kind of pressured the officials into making that call.
That'll be number three on Schultz. And now Hartwig at the free throw line here. Free throw on the way. That one's off the front of the rim, no good. Trojans still scoreless here in the second half so far. 5:21 left to go here in this third quarter, and that second free throw also no good, too strong. Rebound pulled down, but taken away back here again by the Trojans as Hartwig stole it away, went to the rack, and gets fouled again. So she'll go back to the free throw line here to shoot a pair. Yeah, it's going to be Haley Stevens that picks up the foul there that time for the Tigers. Free throw up and good that time by Hartwig as she makes the first. So Stevens picked up her third there. And now the free throw by Hartwig again is good. So she makes them both this time around. And now Carroll will get the basketball here. So first points of the second half here for Atlantic. It's now 43-24. Tigers on top. Out top, it's Pock. Pock will dribble, throw it right side. A shot up on the way inside the arc is knocked down by Heather Danzer. Now Kinnan will run to the floor here for the Trojans. Stops at the free throw line extended. Dumps it down low, but it's tapped away. Hartwig able to wrestle for it. Goes straight to the rack and gets the shot off the glass and good. So Alex Hartwig sticking with the play there that time and gets rewarded. 45-28, Carroll on top. Right side pass, it goes into the corner here for Carroll. Back up top, Pock now inside to Holdsworth. Double team, try to dump it off in a low pass, and it's tipped and stolen away as the Trojans come up with it. Hartwig ripped it away. The pass was intended for Stevens. They work it up left side. Mackenzie Holmes wide open for the three, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down here by Carroll. Pock will run up the floor with it. Dump it off to Holdsworth. Holdsworth, crossover, and a shot up on the way. A three-point attempt in and out, no good that time by Borchers. And the rebound will come down to Hartwig. Kinnan will throw it up the floor to Worth. Worth gets it now here to Hartwig. She's in the lane, and a foul. Oh, then called the travel first. As Hartwig got moving before she took the dribble. She did get hit after she took a step, but already had traveled with the basketball. Gutenfelder checks back in here for Atlantic along with Sam McConnell, and Nora Walker also comes in as well. Also has see Allie Krogman in there as well now here, so much different lineup than started the second half here for the Trojans. 3:59 left to go, third quarter. It's 45-28. Carroll on top. Swing pass and the shot up and short that time by the Tigers. Rebound told down by Gutenfelder. Shot was missed short by Danzer. Krogman will throw it up right side for Walker. Walker dribbles baseline, picks up the basketball, dumps it off now to Krogman. Krogman off to McConnell. McConnell will swing it over left side to Gutenfelder. It went off the foot of a Tiger defender. We'll stay with the Trojans here underneath. And, nope, they're actually going to whistle a foul on that play as well against Haley Stevens, so she'll pick up her fourth. Inbound will come underneath now here for the Trojans. They get it down underneath to McConnell, and a reach-in foul going to be called against Holdsworth. As she tried to reach in there and slap it away, that'll be her first. That's now the fifth team foul of the half here against the Tigers. Up off the bench, it'll be written for the Tigers. And Lisa Derringer also checks back in. Up top now they go here to Gutenfelder off the inbound, dumps it off back to Krogman, and she'll dribble out high. Sets things up, sends it left to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder waiting for players to clear, now out to Hartwig. She's outside on the arc. Throws it off now here to Walker. Walker back to Krogman, and they'll reset. Here's McConnell flashing high. Now kicks it off to Gutenfelder. Down on the block they go to Hartwig. Strong to the basketball. She'll go to line here to shoot a pair. The foul here is going to be whistled against Jenny Pock, and that'll be her second.
Alex Hartwig, quick and aggressive here in this third quarter. You'd like to see a lot more of that at a lot more girls, too. She's trying to get some spots in the middle, and she's undersized, of course, but you know, if you can beat them with quickness, you get your opportunities.
Definitely working hard, and she just put down her third straight made free throw. We'll see if she can make it four straight here with this one. That one's good as well, so she does knock them both down. And it's now 45 to 28. Trojans trying to claw their way back into this ball game, and now a pass is almost stolen. Gutenfelder knocked it out of bounds. They were looking left side there.
Lazy pass there by Pauk. Telegraph on the bounce feet. Nice job hustling out there quickly.
Now a quick 30-second timeout is going to be taken here by the Trojans as they want to talk things over. And once again, it's now a 45-28 ball game. Carroll on top of the lead, and boy, they came out firing well here to start this second half of play. And we mentioned it's exactly what the Trojans did not need here, but Trojans is getting Alex Hartwig working hard, and she's trying to inch him back closer in this ball game right now, but still a tough task and a tough mountain to climb here for Atlantic.
Well, they've outscored them here 6-2 in the last couple of minutes, but you're going to need a little bit bigger margin than that to get back into this basketball game with a 17-point difference.
Quick timeout, and now they'll get back at it here as Bauman will pass it in. Left side corner pass. Now they get it back out top on around the horn. Cassie Evers has it. Evers right side to Bauman. Bauman traveled with the basketball, moving that pivot foot a little bit as she was looking for the pass across the lane.
And just a little under 3 minutes left to go here in this third quarter, and the Carroll seems to have kind of stalled out a little bit here. If the Trojans can, you know, you set little goals. If they can shave another 7 points off of this lead and make it a 10-point game heading into the fourth quarter, well, it gives you at least an opportunity.
And on the inbound pass, it's going to be tapped out of bounds as they put pressure and was knocked out by Pauk. Inbound pass now here for once again off the pressure. They'll get it into Shelby Worth, and she'll run under the floor. Lost the handle on it, and now dumps it up top here to Krogman. Krogman with the basketball out high, dumps it off now here to Walker. Walker will try to kick it over left side. Gutenfelder tapped out of bounds there as Evers stepped in front of it. It'll stay with Atlantic, and Walker will inbound. 2:38 left to go here, third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Krogman. Krogman dribbles right side with the basketball, throws it in the corner there to Worth. Worth waiting for the screen, and Gutenfelder now takes it at the free throw line, dumps it over to Walker. Walker dribbles, and now picks up her dribble, needs some help, dumps it off to Krogman. Krogman with the basketball, crosses over, goes towards the baseline, jumps up a shot, off the rim, no good. Rebound is going to be pulled down. No, nobody pulled it down, and then we have a foul call here. It's going to be whistled here against Alex Hartwig, and another chippy foul against Hartwig, and that'll be her fourth. So that's a tough spot now here for the Trojans as their quickest hustling player here in this third quarter is going to check out, and Hensman will check back in now here for Atlantic. Inbound pass here for the Tigers. It's Pettit out top with it, kicks it off left side. Now they work it into the corner. It was Schultz. Now she'll kick it back out high. Here's Evers. Swings it over to Bauman. Bauman, one dribble, now back up top it goes. Evers will throw it left side, a dribble drive, Pettit up with a shot on the baseline, missed it too strong, rebound Hensman. Here comes Krogman on the run with it for the Trojans, all the way to the rack, and she's going to get the foul call and go to the line to shoot two. Ran right into Lisa Derringer, who's going to pick up the foul.
She made up her mind at half court she was going to go to the hole, and she went hard down that right side, caught Derringer, not really in position quite yet, so a couple of free throws.
Nice little path there to the basket, and Krogman took advantage, and the first free throw is good. Makes the first one, and it's now 45-29, and now another free throw on the way, and Krogman knocks it down. So she makes both, and Trojans have clawed back in within 15 at 45-30. 1:44 left to go here, third quarter. Trojans trying to chip away at this lead here for the Tigers. Here's Pettit. Throws it over left side, Bauman. A quick moving zone right now here for the Trojans. They did a good job of passing it down low. A missed shot by Schultz. Got a rebound and put it back right in, though. And Lindsay Schultz having a good ball game here tonight for the Tigers. Krogman will work it up the floor here for Atlantic. It's 47-30. Tigers on top. 1:18 third quarter. Here's Walker. Picks up her dribble. Dumps it off to Krogman. Has it tapped out of her hands, but they say a little bit of piece of the arm there against Derringer, and she'll pick up the foul, her third. And that's going to be now the eighth team foul as well here against the Carroll Tigers. And the first shot is in and out, no good there that time by Krogman. She'll have one more coming. So Trojans, I guess if there's one thing to look at a little bit, those fouls could put them at the line a lot if they're able to maybe make some free throws down the stretch here. Krogman makes that one. And now it's going to be a check-in here as Borchers come back into the lineup here for the Tigers. Holdsworth back in there as well. Here's a pass off to Holdsworth. She'll dribble it across the timeline, throw it right side. Everts in the corner. Schultz open for three. No good. Rebound pulled down inside and a missed shot, but a foul call as Evers went back up with it, and she'll go to line to here to shoot a pair. Foul is going to be whistled here against Liz Gutenfelder. That'll be her first, and just team foul number three here in the second half against Atlantic. Evers with the shot off the back of the iron, no good. One more coming here for her, and it's 47-31 right now. Tigers on top, 102 left to go in this third quarter of play. And the second one for Evers is up and good. Makes one out of two there that time at the line. Quick substitution as Danzer comes back in here for the Tigers, and they put on the full court pressure. Hinsman throws it in. Krogman lost the handle on it. Hinsman can't save it, and it's going to be turned over here to right back to Carroll. 59 seconds left to go in this third quarter, and it's 48-31. Here's score. Carroll on top. Out top, and a good look at a three-pointer for Borchers, and you can't give her that room. It's going to be her third triple of the ball game, and it's now 51-31, a 20-point lead back out front here for the Tigers. Just when it looked like the Trojans were chipping away a little bit, Carroll right back out there with a 20-point lead. Here's Krogman out high with it, 33 seconds to go in third quarter. She stops in the lane, fires one up, and gets it to go in the quick little jumper. And it's going to be 51-33 now. Pettit picks up her dribble, fires it over right side. Borchers. Borchers will get across the timeline, throw it in the corner to Schultz. Down inside to Holdsworth. Quick post move and spin. Shot no good, but she'll get a foul call and go to the line to shoot two. It's going to be Walker picking up the foul, and that'll be number three on her. 18 seconds to go in this third quarter, and Holdsworth at the line for the Tigers with a 51-33 advantage right now over the Trojans, and she knocks down the first free throw. Holdsworth's got a pretty good-looking shot. Checking in now here is Haley Stevens back in for Carroll. Second free throw, Holdsworth on the way. That one is short, and rebound pulled down by Hinsman. Trojans trying to work it up the floor. Walker will fire it over to Krogman. Krogman over right side with the basketball. Now it's going to be tipped and stolen away. Pettit got in the passing lane, stole it. Now a shot up on the other end, no good. Almost went, but Worth gets called for the foul. And we'll have two shots coming for Sarah Pettit with just 2 seconds left to go in this third quarter.
Well, you know, Chris, Atlantic had shaved off. They outscored the Tigers, what, an 8-2 run to get it down to a 40-22 here in this half, but just can't seem to get any closer as they, or actually, it was 45-30. I got it to 15 points, but just no closer, and then the Tigers catch fire again.
Pettit made that first free throw as well. Now this one's short. Holdsworth, though, gets the rebound. Put back is no good, but she gets fouled with just 0.3 seconds showing here on the clock in this third quarter. And right back to the free throw line go the Carroll Tigers. They didn't get a good enough block out on Holdsworth, and she gets the board. And now she'll try to make them pay here at the free throw line. And that foul was whistled against Nora Walker. That's her fourth. Holdsworth makes the first free throw. Second free throw also good. So Holdsworth gets them both. Inbound, and that'll be the end of the third quarter here as it's out to a 55-33 lead here for the Carroll Tigers after three quarters of play. We'll take a break, come back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vetter Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Ottoman for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them also for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Vetter Equipment in Ottoman today. Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. Visit them for collision, rust repair, refinishing, glass installation, and unibody frame repair. Also be sure to ask them about the T-Guarantee paint system at Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation year-round, also payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Carroll. Atlantic with the basketball to start this fourth quarter. A quick foul will send Mackenzie Holmes to the free throw line as she was fouled out front. Sarah Pettit picking up her fourth. 55-33, Carroll. Another big quarter here in the third as they've upped the advantage as Holmes misses the first free throw. One more try here by the Atlantic junior. And that one in and out, no good. Rebounded underneath by the Tigers. 55-33, Carroll on top here as we come ahead to the front court. Pauk out top now, Holdsworth. Right side Pauk, they go to the corner. Stevens with it, back out top. They dump it down low, posting, turning, spinning is Holdsworth. Nothing there. Nice feed across the lane, and the layup is good down the left side. Everybody collapsed on Holdsworth, and that gave Schultz a chance to get the basket. She's got 16 points now, 57-33. Paige Cannon off the dribble, pulls up, fires up a 17-footer that won't go. The rebound taken away by the Tigers. Schultz to the front court now for Carroll, leaves it for Pettit out top. Pettit picked up there by Cannon. Pettit drives the left side all the way to the baseline, flips up a long leaner, no good. Rebounded inside by Hinsman. Cannon up the floor, quick feed ahead to the right side corner to Worth. The lob down low, posting is Alex Hartwig. Her quick turn is no good. Tried to get around the traffic inside, missed the shot. Rebound comes the other direction. Carroll across the timeline now with Pettit off the left side. So work it out top, Stevens. Down low, Holdsworth. Turn left side, she was overplayed. She banks one in off the glass. Holdsworth having a quality ball game now. She's got 17 points in the contest. Check that. My math's not very good. 18 points here in the game. Quick ball underneath and grabbing and throwing it in off the glass down low. Paige Cannon for Atlantic. She's got 7, and it's 59-35. Tigers with the big advantage here at home as they get it across. Pettit, and we're going to have an offensive foul called. Pettit tried to drive the left side and feed Pauk, but she ran into one of the Trojans. And that will be all for Sarah Pettit as she's just fouled out of the ballgame here with 6:15 remaining in this fourth quarter. So Pettit will leave as her night is done with 5 points for the point guard. She'll check out of the contest, and checking in her stead will be Elise Borchers. 6:15 remaining here in the basketball game. Trojans will have the ball. Hinsman will check out as Walker comes back into the lineup now for Atlantic. 59-35, Carroll on top. Walker looking to inbound, fires ahead. Holmes, she'll feed it ahead on the run to Worth. Worth right to the rack, right side, and she'll take it down, lay it in. Worth up over the top with the basket, and it's 59-37. Front court out top, the drive the left side. We're going to have a foul away from the basketball. That's going to be an offensive foul called, I believe, against... Oh, no, it's not. They're going to call a foul on Atlantic. It's going to be Mackenzie Holmes picking up the foul. That will be her second. And that will be number 7 on Atlantic here in the second half. So off to the free throw line we go. Haley Stevens will get a chance to shoot the 1-1. So 1 and bonus coming here for Stevens. And her front end is no good. Rebound inside. Grabbed by Schultz. Everybody stood around and watched Schultz head to the rack, grab it, and lay it back in. So Stevens' miss turns into a bucket for Schultz. 61-37. Back the other way. Quick three try by Worth on the right side. No good. The long rebound, though, comes right back to her. Now outside to Cannon. Paige Cannon will step up on the arc and try the three. No good off the rim. And it's Holdsworth with the rebound down low. 5.5 minutes left to go here in the ballgame. 61-37, Carroll on top. Tigers front court, it's Borchers out top on the dribble. Borchers working the right side against Cannon. Cannon almost made a play on it, knocked the ball away, but it's picked up by the Tigers. Now Holdsworth out top of the arc. She'll step back, try the three. It's no good. Rebound to Walker inside for Atlantic. Walker looking to run the floor quickly. Long pass ahead is Hartwig. She'll take it and lay it in. Hartwig running the floor gets rewarded with a long pass in the basket. It's 61
to 39 now, and a timeout asked for by the Trojans. We'll take a break with 5:10 left to go in the fourth. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAF.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with the professional staff at Interior Touch. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
...61-39, Carroll with the lead, 5:10 to play here in the fourth quarter of this girls' basketball matchup. Tigers have the basketball as we come back out of the timeout, and up to the front court they come on the dribble with it out top. Is Jenny Pauk, right side to Borchers. She fires the three, it's no good, and Worth the rebound for Atlantic. Worth will leave it now for Paige Kennan, and Kennan will work it ahead to the front court now as they break the pressure. Left side, Holmes off the dribble, back out to Kennan. Head fake, she'll drive baseline. Pull up, short jumper, won't go. Off the side of the rim, rebound taken by Holdsworth. Carroll back the other way now. Pauk here to the right side, left alone, dumps it off here in the corner for Schultz. All the way across left side to Borchers. Now Pauk, top of the arc. 4.5 left to play. Left side wing, Borchers, well off the arc, picked up there by Holmes defensively. Now she'll drive with the left hand and leave it into the corner. Derringer back outside, Holdsworth, top of the arc for Pauk. The head fake and the feed. Borchers right side, dumps it low. Nice pass inside, and Derringer with the drop step gets the basket off the window. Six for Behringer here tonight. Damn, it's 63-39 Tigers. Into the lane, Kennan, oh, struggled with the basketball, feeds it out. Walker going to try the three from the left side. That's no good, and the high rebound taken by Schultz. Tigers on the run now to the front court. Borchers out top. Pauk with it. Left side it goes. Holdsworth open. Tries the three. No good. Too long. Rebound off the glass. Taken inside by Alex Hartwig. Hartwig long feed up the floor. Actually, it was Kennan throwing the long feed. Stolen by Holdsworth. Back the other way. Pauk back out top to Holdsworth. She feeds inside. The ball stolen. Hartwig rets. Kennan coming up with it. She'll run it up the floor all by her lonesome and lay it in. Paige Kennan with the easy puppy on the other end after making the steal. 9 for her, 63-41. 3:20 remaining in this fourth quarter. Borchers here on the right wing with it. Dumps it down low. Derringer posting turns and a nice soft bank off the glass. Derringer with two more. And it's 65-41 in favor of the Tigers. Out top now, Walker with the basketball down to 3 minutes remaining. From the left side, quick three try, no good by Holmes, and the rebound taken inside by the Tigers. Up the floor with his Pauk. She'll take it up the left side and bring it to the top side now. Stops, feeds it here right side to Borchers. Borchers trying to post inside with Holdsworth, can't find her. Now Derringer off to Pauk on the left wing. Pauk picks up that dribble, bounce feed inside, Holdsworth on the block, turns, leans, and banks it in. How are you going to stop that? 6-1, big wide body. Drop steps and banks one in for two. It's 67-41. Timeout again on the floor. And this will be asked for by, well, it must be Carroll.
Oh, yeah, 30-second.
Called a 30-second timeout. They're the only one that has one of those left. So we'll keep it right here. 2:33 remaining here in this fourth quarter. 67-41. Tigers red hot in a hot gymnasium tonight.
Yeah, I've been doing a great job. They're keeping up the tempo and the pressure here in the second half, and Atlantic just really hasn't had an answer ever since that big run in the second quarter.
A little dry spell in the third quarter for the Tigers, but they didn't let it hurt too bad, as Atlantic only outscored them 8-2 during that spell. Not near enough considering the lead they've built. It's 26 right now. It's 67-41. Trojans up the left side. Quick stop and pop on the way there by Tierra Edelman. She can't hit that. Rebound taken away by the Tigers as the Trojans get some fresh faces in now. Gutenfelder checked back in. Abby Johnson is in. Sam McConnell also in as Derringer. Little turnaround jump hook. Little baby hook off the glass. Won't go.
Ball rebounded by McConnell, and her pass tipped out of bounds by Carroll. It'll stay with Atlantic. Stevens back in, also checking into the ball game now for the Tigers is Britt Bauman. Ball belongs to the Trojans. Backcourt, they inbound it. It's over the head of Johnson. She tries to chase it down, but can't as the inbounds feed. Out of bounds at center court. Ball will turn back over now to the Tigers with 2:04 remaining. Borchers out in the center circle with it now for Carroll. She'll lob it here right side to take it down low. Posting Stevens to turn. The left-hand hook no good, but a foul will send her to the free throw line. That'll be whistled on Sam McConnell down low, and that will be foul number... Let's see, it's number two on McConnell here tonight. But two free throws here for Haley Stevens. The first one is good. Stevens makes and gets another. Minute 56 left to go here in the fourth quarter. And that one is off the back iron and no good. McConnell clears the rebound for the Trojans. Up the floor now, Krogman with it. Takes it hard up the right side, dumps it into the corner. Abby Johnson, her pass is tipped. Tierra Edelman trying to chase it down. It's stolen away. Off the floor, Tigers have it, now lose it, now gain it back again. They pass the ball back and forth on steals. Now up into the lane, it's a quick turn and a scoop shot with the left hand off the mark by Cassie Evers. Rebounded on the floor by Atlantic, and we got a foul. Abby Johnson had the basketball and was trying to keep her spot there while Cassie Evers was crawling up her back. So that's a second on Evers, and we'll walk to the other side, and Abby Johnson with a chance to get on the board here tonight from the free throw line, as she'll shoot a pair. In the double bonus, two coming here from Johnson. And the first one is no good. To 41, Carroll on top. Minute 29 left. Second one by Johnson on the way. That one is good. So Johnson tosses one of the two through the strings. 68-42 now. Up the floor, Carroll. Borchers here on the right side. Dumps it low for Stevens. Post. Oh, she walked with it. Turns in the lane and now shuffles one up and in. Haley Stevens shuffled a couple of times there, but got away with it for the basket. 70-42 the score. McConnell posting inside. Nice feed from Krogman on the lob, and McConnell never brought the ball down. Grabbed it up high and took it right to the rim for the lay-in. 70-44. Minute left to go here in the fourth quarter. Tigers basketball front court. They have the lead. Right side it comes out on the arc now. It's Evers with it. She'll bring it back around top. Evers guarded there by Gutenfelder. Now to the left side it goes to Stevens. She'll drive. Might have got away with steps again. Shot no good. Awkward rebound inside and a put back by Danzer is missed. And McConnell the rebound. 35 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Krogman running the floor, tries to dump it down low inside for Gutenfelder. It's swatted away by Stevens, and the Tigers have the ball back. And a foul here in the backcourt as Gutenfelder slashes across in front of Evers and fouled her. That'll be number two on Gutenfelder. Stops the clock with 28 seconds to play. And we go back to the free throw line. Cassie Evers with a chance to shoot a couple here. Actually, it'll be 1-1 now. It's just the ninth team foul against Atlantic, so 1 in bonus. Evers at the line. Boy, the lunchroom just went silent, didn't it? Free throw try is no good. As Evers misses, rebound by McConnell. Trojans to the front court. Krogman drives the left side, and they whistle the foul. She'll get free throws now. She drove down left side of the lane. Got slapped on the arm. And they're going to whistle that foul against Britt Bauman. That will be her first. So Krogman to the line here for the Trojans. She'll shoot two. The first one is good. One more free throw try coming here for Trojans, as Katie Wright will check into the ball game now for Carroll. And one more free throw try coming here for Krogman. And the second try is good, so she makes both of those. And it's 70-45, 20 seconds left to go.
Up the floor now for Carroll. Borchers loses the handle. Now it's stolen away. Gutenfelder takes it away from her. Drives the left side. The layup, no good. Taken away on the rebound by Borchers. 8 seconds left. Up the floor now come the Tigers. And we've got a traveling violation whistled. And the ball will come back the other way as Wright turns it over. So it'll be Atlantic basketball. And Krogman inbounds. 4 seconds. Up the front it goes. Gutenfelder, long three from the left side. No good. That'll do it. 70-46 is your final as Carroll with a big victory here tonight at home. 70-46, Carroll defeating Atlantic. We'll wrap it up for you after this timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Newman Body Shop in Lyman, your complete body shop offering professional work at competitive rates as well as glass repair. Newman Body Shop, 12 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71. Give them a call at 778-4428. Newman Body Shop, we meet by accident. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m. and Saturday until noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds at 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Jim Field along with Chris Parks back with you here in Carroll tonight, where the home team picks up the win 70-46 over the Atlantic Trojans this evening. Just too much inside-outside game tonight, the Tigers. So with a big second quarter, built themselves a nice lead. And, boy, Chris, it was awful tough for Atlantic. The shots just weren't falling. And although they shot better from the free throw line tonight, just not enough opportunities to rally back here this evening after Carroll took advantage of their size to build themselves that nice advantage.
Yeah, they really just did a good job of getting out in front with that running up and down the floor and working, hustling hard there for the Tigers. And like you said, they got out in front, and then third quarter, they got a quick start there that third quarter. Had a little bit of a lull, but were able to weather that storm pretty easily, and then just kept up the pressure there at the beginning of that fourth quarter and really ran away with the basketball game. And Atlantic just couldn't keep up, not making shots, and then making a lot of mental mistakes, turning the ball over as well.
Numbers tonight for you for Carroll, led by Brittany Holdsworth, a 6'1 junior with 20 points here on the night to lead all scorers. Also 18 for Lindsay Schultz, a solid night for her this evening. And 9 points tonight for Elise Borchers off the bench. 8 for Lisa Derringer coming off the bench as well to help out the Tiger effort. For Atlantic, 12 points tonight for Alex Hartwig and 11 for Allie Krogman this evening. Also 9-point effort from Paige Kennan here tonight as the Trojans come up a little short. 21 of 33 from the free throw line tonight for Atlantic. 15 of 28 from the line for Carroll as the Tigers a 25-12 second quarter. Boosted that lead to 36-22, and they jumped out to a quick 7-0 run to start the third quarter, and the race was pretty well over at that point as they built a 55-33 lead after three quarters, and they win it again tonight by a final of 70-46. So with the loss, Atlantic falls to 0-2 on the season, and for the Tigers, with the win, they even their mark now at 1-1. And boy, I tell you what, Chris, all I can think of after watching this one tonight is how good must Kemper Catholic be?
Yeah, it's a little bit scary because Carroll seems like a pretty decent ball club when they get on a roll and are scoring buckets. And, Kemper Catholic must be pretty tough.
Yeah, Kemper Catholic defeated them by 21 points last week in the first matchup of the season between those two ball clubs. And Carroll, of course, a 70-46 winner here tonight over the Atlantic Trojans. Well, that'll do it for us tonight. We have Hawkeye basketball for you tomorrow night as Iowa faces off against Clemson in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. That's tomorrow night here on the radio, so no high school action for you tomorrow night here on KJAN. We're back on the air, though, for you Friday night as we won't travel far. We'll be in Atlantic Friday night to check out the opening ball game of the season for the Atlantic boys basketball team. Some high hopes for the Atlantic boys coming into this season with a very experienced, if not young, squad. And we'll check it out here to start the season on Friday night as Atlantic will be at home. They'll face off against the Glenwood Rams in their season opener. We'll have the basketball game for you Friday night, 7:30. We're on the air as we get you ready for tip-off. That's Atlantic
hosting Glenwood in boys Hawkeye 10 conference basketball season opener for Atlantic boys on Friday night. We'll have all the action for you here on KJAN and KJAN.com. That'll do it for us tonight. Again, in the junior varsity game, Atlantic a 41-21 winner over Carroll. In the game you just heard, it was the Carroll Tigers, a 70-46 winner over the Atlantic Trojans here this evening. That's it for us. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us tonight, and good night from Carroll.